I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6:59. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer live in studio with us today on Friday, September 6th. We'll be taking a look at a turnpike scam that's going on right now. We'll have those details coming up. And we'll also have a look at our full weather forecast, the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast coming up with meteorologist Ron L. Williams heading into the weekend. Currently in Wichita, sunrise underway. It is 68 degrees. The Kansas Turnpike Authority is warning drivers about a scam making a comeback. Drivers report receiving text messages from SunPass, a toll system in Florida, demanding money for unpaid fines. Officials warn against clicking any links on a message like that.
Former Wichita Heights High School athletic director Mike Church died from brain cancer in February. Now he's going to have a lasting legacy at Friends University. Church was a pillar in the wrestling community in Wichita. For future wrestlers who attend Friends University's wrestling program, there is now a scholarship in Church's name.
For the 10th year in a row, some Kansas animal shelters are taking part in Clear the Shelters. It's a nationwide pet adoption and donation campaign. Coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Kansas Humane Society up at North Hillside and K96 in North Wichita, offering $25 adoption fees for adult dogs and kittens. Puppies and high-profile dogs are excluded from the reduced fees, and adult cats will remain as pick your price.
A Senate Democrat slams Meta's oversight board on a controversial rally slogan.
Meta's independent board ruling earlier this week that users of Facebook and Instagram apps can use the slogan "From the River to the Sea" despite Hamas's use of the slogan to call for the destruction of Israel. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman blasting the ruling, calling it blatant anti-Semitic speech. Meta's board says that the slogan doesn't violate hate speech rules because they did not explicitly call for violence against Jewish or Israeli people. Chris DeMayo, Fox News.
One of three men arrested and charged in connection to the shooting at a now-closed Wichita nightclub has pleaded guilty. 24-year-old Jalen Thomas pleading guilty in Sedgwick County District Court to two counts of aggravated battery and one count of aggravated assault. That shooting happened last summer, last July. His co-defendant, Amir King Ingram, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison in June. A third man, 28-year-old John Howes, is scheduled for a jury trial later this month. Nine people were shot, two trampled as people ran during the shooting. City nights closed the following month. Sentencing for Thomas scheduled for the 1st of November.
Police are crediting their special thermal imaging drones with helping to find a lost boy in Alto, Wisconsin. Fox's Sue Guzman reports.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies receiving a call for help from the boy's parents August 25th that their three-year-old son was lost after wandering into a 100-acre cornfield alone and at night. Police posting the drone footage to their Facebook page that shows the exact moment the drone located the toddler in the middle of the cornfield and the moment police found him a half mile from his home. When explaining how he got there, the boy told the first responder that he had found a cat and had gone after him. Officials say without the high-tech equipment, the outcome may have been very different. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Google on trial again and charges for Hamas terrorists. And, of course, our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast is on the way with meteorologist Ron L. Williams. It's coming up next, Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7:07 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Google set to go on trial again next week.
The Department of Justice is trying to break up Google's digital advertising business as the tech giant is accused of shutting competitors out of the tech advertising market. Prosecutors on Monday are expected to focus on the company's technology that brings together advertisers and website publishers. Google argues the move would hurt innovation and small businesses while leading to higher fees. The case is part of the Biden administration's push to rein in big tech through antitrust law. This after a judge in a separate DOJ case found that Google monopolized online search engines illegally. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Justice Department is charging several top-ranking Hamas terrorists for their role in perpetrating the October 7th, 2023 mass slaughter of Israeli citizens that jump-started the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Hamas leader Yasser Sinwar, the mastermind behind October 7th, and five other senior Hamas officials are facing federal terrorism charges for orchestrating the October 7th attacks. The Justice Department announced Tuesday this will be the first official step towards holding Hamas critically accountable almost a year after the massacre took place. Hamas terrorists killed more than 1,000 innocent civilians on October 7th, including over 40 American citizens.
It's 7:09 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have the report of a pedestrian in the roadway, so you're going to want to watch out for this. This is I-135 northbound lanes, and the report was right around Harry. So be very careful out there this morning, taking a look at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Those traffic volumes starting to get pretty heavy, so again, watch out for a pedestrian in the roadway report. That's northbound I-135 at Harry. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Here's meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Ted and John. How you guys doing?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Yep, good.
Yeah, we made it to the end of the work week after a short work week. Ted, John, I know sometimes every now and again, you know, with people's days getting mixed up, maybe after having Labor Day off, you know, sometimes that short work week can be a little long, especially after, you know, coming off of a long weekend. But you know what? Chiefs got the W last night. Kansas State Fair starting today. It's going to be a pretty nice start to our weekend, especially when it comes to things going on in the weather department. I think that's going to be the cherry on top. For anybody that does plan on heading out to Hutchinson today for the first day of the Kansas State Fair, a couple of things. Weather worries going to be at a minimum. Not expecting a whole lot going on with our weather. And number two, make sure that you pick me up a turkey leg. I'd really appreciate that. All right, into the forecast, though. Partly cloudy skies at first, then turning mostly sunny. High of 84 degrees with a northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Skies are going to be clear tonight with a low of 58. Early risers, especially before the sun comes up Saturday morning, you may want to grab that light jacket or at least have it nearby, maybe a windbreaker or something if you do plan on going out for an early morning walk, run, jog, anything like that. But then expecting more sunshine tomorrow. Temperature-wise, safe to say fall-like for our Saturday. High of 77 degrees. Staying dry all the way through Sunday with a high of 83. Things starting to kind of rebound and warm back up, but still pleasant out there under a partly cloudy sky. Next week, our winds are going to switch back out of the south. This is going to cause temperatures to return closer to normal for this time of year. So we'll be at 87 degrees on Monday, which is actually our average high right now. Then 88 Tuesday, and then we'll be right around 88 degrees clear through the end of next week. The only downside to the forecast, the fact that there's not much moisture in sight, of course, that's something that we still desperately need out there. Right now we're at 68 degrees with some breaks in the cloud cover, just a mixture of sunshine and clouds out there. North wind at 9 miles an hour, not too breezy out there just yet, but those winds should gradually pick back up a little bit more as we progress through the day.
Ronnell, if I bring you back a turkey leg from the fair, there's no doubt that Jeff Herndon will abscond and rip it out of my hand before it ever gets to you.
You know what? He'll use his telekinesis to do that. He won't even do it physically. As soon as you buy it, it'll just disappear.
Exactly.
That's how good he is with that stuff.
All right. Hey, sounds like it's going to be great weather, like you said, for the fair and for the opening of high school football tonight.
That's right. Yeah, it will be.
Awesome. Well, and last night, the wind switched around a little bit out of the north and got a little rain.
Yeah, you know what? Wichita officially only picking up a trace. So, you know, I feel like over the last few weeks, that's been the trend. You know, we have these systems that come through, they give us a little bit of rainfall, and then we're just kind of playing a waiting game, when it comes to just something else heading our way. So, you know, even though travel going to be just fine, people heading back and forth to and from Hutchinson for the state fair, travel across the rest of the area, too, for anybody that's going to be doing any commuting around the Sunflower State. You know, on the bright side of things are going to be fine, but, you know, with Cheney Lake levels continuing to slowly drop, you know, we're still talking about water restrictions and stuff like that. You know, there's always that other side of the forecast where we need the moisture, but at least there's not going to be a whole lot going on weather-wise.
All right. Thanks for the update, and you have a great weekend. We thank you, Ronel.
All right. You too.
That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronel Williams every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:13 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Happy birthday today to a Wichita legend, Dr. James Radigan, out at Wichita State University. And he's, of course, he's a legend on campus there, and it is his, I think it's his 89th birthday. Happy birthday to Dr. Radigan. He's even got a building named after him,
Student
so that's
Center,
how
that's
we know
right.
He's important.
Yep.
Yes, Dr. Radigan celebrating his 89th birthday today. Happy birthday, Dr. Radigan. Let's see, we had another. Today is also, we want to look back at 60 years for Bishop Carroll High School. The dedication ceremony for Bishop Carroll High School was 60 years ago on this day out at Central and Tyler Road. Back when it was brand new, 60 years ago. And aren't there Carroll cheerleaders in the building?
I think there are. As a matter of fact, there are Carroll cheerleaders down the hall getting ready to do a Friday feature.
They're somewhere here in
one of our sister stations.
Got another birthday, too. A huge listener, Paul Atwater, celebrating a birthday today. Paul is a faithful listener to Steve and Ted in the morning. Another pillar of the community.
I think he's called into my show on a couple of occasions.
I'm sure he has.
Yes.
So happy birthday to Paul Atwater, celebrating a birthday today. A nice Steve and Ted listener out there having another big day. All right, there's some good birthdays today here on Steve and Ted in the morning. On a Friday, it is 7:15 with Steve and Ted. An ultra swimmer. I guess these are these people that go above and beyond. Trying to cross Lake Michigan. Well, it appears that did not make it.
What makes you an ultra swimmer?
That's a good question.
Okay.
If you're doing something that can't be done, then I guess you're an ultra swimmer.
Okay.
His name is Jim Dreyer. He's back on shore, according to his online tracker. He's nicknamed the Shark. He began swimming Monday night in Grand Haven, Michigan. And the idea is just to keep swimming until you hit Wisconsin.
Okay.
He's 61 years old.
Wow.
Oh, man. His goal was to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee, 80 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Lake Michigan, which is not a pleasant body of water.
No.
No.
And he started at night,
not.
So that's a cold
now,
swim.
Now, listen to this. He did it back in 1998.
Okay.
But he was a younger man then.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was 26 years ago.
I was going to say.
So what would his age have been then? He would have been, in his 30s, mid-30s.
Okay.
So he tried it again when he was 61, and apparently it didn't work because...
How far did he get?
According to his online... It doesn't say. It just says according to his online tracker, he's back on shore. So he didn't make it this time. Well, bless his heart, he tried. Ultra swimmer, the Shark, Jim Dreyer.
More like a minnow. Didn't quite make it.
I can't even dip my toe in Lake Michigan. That thing is nasty.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It is cold and ugh.
I wouldn't have tried. But,
I
stick to the hot tub and the bath.
What would a Steve and Ted show be without a new story about Jelly Roll? Jelly Roll the singer says it felt good bringing a little light to such a dark place when he played the Oregon State Penitentiary this week. Jelly Roll posted an Instagram video of his performance of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues at the prison. Jelly Roll did serve time behind bars as a youth. He says he's a firm believer that people should be held accountable for their actions. However, he says he also believes every human deserves love, no matter how bad a decision they have made. Jelly Roll wrote his first song while he was in jail. I think he's going to be in Wichita.
Jelly Roll is coming October.
Sometime this October, this fall.
I think. Yeah.
Interest Bank, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
So, yeah, so get your tickets now.
I'm going to get Jelly a text from my wife. I would not be surprised if I get a text from my wife wanting tickets to Jelly Roll.
It is 717 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Let's go back to the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Season opener of the NFL season. The Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Fun game for Chiefs fans. Pretty much had the lead a lot of the way and did enough on offense, did enough on defense, and some pretty exciting moments too, including some newcomers. Mitch Holtis had the call of the game last night. You heard it right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, KNSS.
Pacheco stays in the game as running back left and now sprints in motion to the right flat. Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open with the catch. Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown! Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
How about that? The new speedy guy. One rushing touchdown, one receiving touchdown, you heard right there. Pretty good. Chiefs had the lead, but who had the ball last? Ooh, the Baltimore Ravens, driving right down the field, trailing by a touchdown. It came down to the very final play of the game. Chiefs trying to get a stop, Ravens trying to get a touchdown, and then perhaps go for two for the win.
Third down, but it's moot. 5 seconds left to go in the game. Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Rolling on the field is a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
Literally. Barely stepping on the line, pass incomplete. Chiefs win it 27-20 to open up the season. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid credits the Ravens.
It's a heavyweight fight. He does a phenomenal job with that group, and they're well coached and they play hard. So it's a good win to get. 1-17. So you know we've got to clean up a few things, but we'll get that taken care of. But I was proud of our guys and how they pushed through and. And played right to the last play, and when they say it's a game of inches, it's a game of inches.
Absolutely.
Maybe less.
All right, Chiefs start out 1-0 on the season. College football tomorrow. We got Kansas State and Kansas both on the road. 16th-ranked Kansas State is going to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Both teams are 1-0. Wildcats are a 9-point favorite. Live coverage of K-State football at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow in New Orleans. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH for K-State football. 19th-ranked Kansas is on the road visiting sold-out Illinois. The Jayhawks and the Illini, both teams are 1-0. Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite on the road. Illinois' stadium sold out for the first time in 8 years. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening for the Jayhawks, nationally televised on FS1.
Rock chalk, baby, my Hawks.
KU. See if they can get that win on the road at a Big Ten school. Division II football tomorrow. Third-ranked Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are off to a 1-0 start, and they're on the road at Missouri Southern State. Going over to Joplin for a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night for third-ranked Pittsburgh State. Fort Hays State is ranked 24th in the nation. Fort Hays State hosting Missouri Western. Both teams 1-0. Fort Hays ranked for the first time in 6 years. That'll kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Hays. We have college football here in Wichita tomorrow evening, the home opener for Friends University. Friends is ranked 24th in the nation. A big game hosting Ottawa. Friends is off to a 1-0 start. 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night for Friends in the home opener. JUCO, Butler Community College, is on the road at Ellsworth Community College. Butler heading up to Cedar Falls, Iowa for the game tomorrow afternoon. Dennis Higgins will have the call for Butler football And that'll be right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Boy, what a JUCO game tomorrow. Basically a national championship game. Number 2-ranked Hutchinson Community College visiting number 1-ranked Iowa Western in Council Bluffs tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Both teams are 1-0. Could be a national championship preview right there. High school football getting underway in for most schools around the state tonight. One of the big games is in six-man football on opening weekend. Number 1-ranked Cunningham visiting 3rd-ranked South Barber. That'll be a big game in Kiowa tonight for Cunningham on the road. 81 Speedway racing in Park City tomorrow night. The Heartland Modified Touring Series, so check that out. And it's a huge weekend at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays all day tomorrow and Sunday. The 52nd annual Truett and Osborne Bike Drags. Tons of motorcycles are here in town for this great event at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays all day Saturday and Sunday. One of the big-time racing events in town, cross country, Wichita State hosting the 76th annual J.K. Gold Classic tomorrow morning. New course. It'll be at Clapp Golf Course, the former golf course in southeast Wichita. Oliver and Harry featuring college and high school athletes. Minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge won 6-4 last night on the road at Frisco as Alex Isola hit a big home run for Wichita. They'll be in Frisco for the rest of the weekend, finishing up the last road games of the season. And the Kansas City Royals in Major League Baseball are at home this weekend hosting the Minnesota Twins. Tonight's game at 7 o'clock is here on KNSS. The weekend games, Saturday, Sunday on KFH. The Royals have a 5-game lead for a playoff spot with 3 weeks to go in the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:24 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update coming your way, and false positive mammogram results discouraging women from following up with their doctors. It's coming up next on the House Call for Health on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It's 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, September 6th. And currently in Wichita, it is partly sunny and 68 degrees here on this Friday morning. The bridge on 77th Street North over I-135 is going to be closed for maintenance, and that starts on Monday. The Kansas Department of Transportation says workers will be painting the steel and bearings, reset the bearings, repair berm, and replace joints. And that section of the roadway will be reopened in November, so it'll take a while, conditions permitting.
For those who could not make the trip to Arrowhead last night, Festive ICT held a big public watch party at Nafziger Park in downtown Wichita at Douglas and St. Francis. It featured food trucks, vendors, and the game on the big screen. About 250 Kansas City Chiefs fans were on hand last night for the downtown event.
The Department of Defense noting Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month.
Suicide prevention takes a community to create change, to sustain hope, and to convey that we are all in this together. She goes on to say, I know the work is not easy, but we must each look out for each other and draw strength from each other as we light a path forward. Each death by suicide is one too many, and the department is deeply committed to ending the scourge of suicide through force. The department reminding everyone, if you or a loved one are experiencing thoughts of suicide, you are not alone, and to call the Veterans Crisis Hotline at 988. Veterans Affairs data from 2020 to 2021 showed there were nearly 6,400 veteran suicides in the country, that time frame showing the largest one-year increase in veteran suicides. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A federal grand jury in Wichita charged a Houston man with charges related to drug trafficking on Thursday. Mario Guerrero, 33, was charged with possession of methamphetamine and fentanyl with intent to distribute. The Drug Enforcement Agency is investigating the case.
A man from Augusta who pled guilty to a rape from 2007 has been sentenced to more than a quarter century in prison. 54-year-old Ted Foy admitted to rape and other charges of a woman that he attacked in her home while her husband was deployed. Foy was arrested in May last year for the it was a first for Wichita police using investigative genetic genealogy, in which a DNA sample from an unsolved case is matched to data that people have submitted to genealogy websites.
A wet weekend is in store for large swaths of the U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at our Fox weather forecast.
Tropical moisture continues to stream in over the Gulf Coast states from Texas to Florida, bringing the risk of flooding through the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms are popping up over the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and into the Northeast as a cold front moves through. Meanwhile, dangerous heat hangs around for the entire West Coast into the Southwest, with triple-digit temperatures and heat alerts stretching from Washington State through California and western Arizona. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Some of America's most prestigious universities get a failing grade when it comes to free speech.
Harvard and Columbia ranking last among hundreds of universities and colleges on free speech in a survey by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE, with New York University, the University of Pennsylvania, and Barnard College rounding out the bottom five. FIRE says the list is to provide an indication of where students can get the best experience in college in terms of being exposed to a diverse set of views. Schools in the group's highest free speech rankings: the University of Virginia, Michigan Tech, Florida State University, Eastern Kentucky U, and Georgia Institute of Technology. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The commander of the U.S. Navy destroyer USS John McCain has been relieved of his duties months after the service branch faced ridicule on social media for posting a photo of him firing a rifle with its scope mounted backwards. Commander Cameron Yates was recently let go from his position, quote, due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command the guided missile destroyer. The Navy announced in a statement without elaborating. In April, the Navy posted an image of Yates aiming the rifle with a backwards scope in its Instagram account with the caption, quote, from engaging in practice gunshots, conducting maintenance, testing fuel purity, and part, this is a serious story,
I know,
and participating in sea and anchor details, the hashtag U.S. Navy is always ready to serve and protect, unquote, according to Stars and Stripes. Wow. Posted a photo of him aiming through the back end of a scope.
Well, I guess they're always almost ready. It is 7:37 with Steve and Ted. Let's check our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Friday, we have a pretty nice day ahead. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Breezy, too, with a northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now that northerly switch of our wind's going to begin to cool us off a bit. Still going to be warm with a high of 84, though. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north, partly sunny sky. It is 68 degrees here on this Friday morning, September 6th. 7:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look back at one of our former presidents. How about Gerry Ford?
With football season underway and the race for the White House in high gear, it seems a good time to mention that one of our nation's presidents actually turned down a chance to play in the NFL. Gerald Ford, the 38th president of the United States, was also a standout college football player. From 1931 to 1935, Ford attended the University of Michigan, where he excelled as a center, linebacker, and long snapper, and was voted the Wolverines' most valuable player in 1934. In recognition of his athletic achievements and his future political career, the university retired Ford's number 48 jersey in 1994. Despite offers from the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, Ford chose a different path. He became a boxing coach and assistant varsity football coach at Yale while attending law school there. Ford earned his degree in 1941, forging a political career that eventually led him to the Oval Office. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Gerry Ford.
Nobody
could fall down a flight of stairs better.
No doubt the best athlete that ever served as U.S. president.
That's true. That's probably true. Well, Reagan.
Reagan was, yeah, but he was Jerry was probably a better college athlete than
probably.
But Reagan did. And T.R. Teddy
That's
Roosevelt
right, Teddy
was a
Roosevelt.
Very accomplished, yeah. Not official athlete, but he was very physically fit and active and was into boxing.
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A statue of Johnny Cash has left Little Rock, Arkansas, and now it's on the way to the U.S. Capitol. A small crowd, including members of Cash's family, gave the 8-foot-tall bronze statue its send-off. It was enclosed in a wooden crate and began its journey to the nation's capital. It's going to be unveiled at the U.S. Capitol's Statuary Hall in a couple of weeks.
Love Johnny Cash.
Oh, without a doubt.
Iconic.
Exactly. The statue shows Cash with a guitar on his back and a Bible in his hand. The Cash statue and one of civil rights leader Daisy Bates is going to so that's going to be Arkansas's two statues in the U.S. Capitol now. Johnny Cash and civil rights leader Daisy Bates. So here's the your trivia question: Who do those two statues replace? We don't even know their names.
Yeah.
Replacing the two current statues in the hall, two little known figures from the 1700s and the 1800s.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Johnny Cash.
So. Exactly. Mm. Get Johnny Cash and Daisy Bates in the U.S. Capitol. And of course, Kansas did the same thing.
Eisenhower and Earhart.
We replaced two incredibly obscure statues.
Yep.
Yeah, with Amelia Earhart and Ike.
Dwight D. Yeah.
Yeah. Much more suitable. And I think, wasn't Kansas like the first to talk about doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like everybody puts the two in the Capitol and they kind of forget about them. And Even if they're obscure people or they're bad statues, everybody just left them there. Kansas said, well,
we're going to put people up there that everybody's going to recognize.
Ike and Amelia Earhart in there instead? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it worked out well for us. All right, 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up in just a few minutes. And, of course, we'll preview the John Whitmer Show coming up on Sunday night.
I think I know that guy.
Right here with Steve and Ted. It is 7:41 on KNSS. Seven with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. We'll take a look at women who lead in technology. We'll talk about that coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Lake Cheney water levels are down more than 1% from last month. The reservoir now below 60% full.
Two.
The annual Kansas State Fair opens today for its run of next week and a half in Hutchinson.
One.
Pro football last night. The Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Baltimore Ravens 27-20, opening up the NFL season right here on KNSS. That's three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The traffic volumes on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras really starting to pick up here in Wichita. You can see a whole lot of traffic right now southbound on I-135, especially if you're trying to exit onto K-96. Again, that's up there in that road construction at the North Junction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the first weekend of September. High today of 84 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Overnight low tonight down to 57 under a mostly clear sky. Then looking ahead for a sunny weekend. High tomorrow, Saturday, 77. And a high Sunday of 81 degrees. But how about that? Lows in the 50s every night. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north. It is partly sunny and 68 degrees on our way to a high of 84 here on this Friday. Hey, Hatman Jack's has its new fall line of hats. They're here. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano for the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps. See the experts at Hatman Jack's. What a great treasure. Great place to shop in Wichita. Hatman Jack's. 7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, coming up on Sunday night, as always, every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m., it is the John Whitmer Show with your host, John Whitmer.
Nice to be here.
Who's been live in studio with us all week.
Been kind of fun.
And you'll be live in studio on Sunday night.
Yep. This is becoming old hat now. But, yep, we'll be back here Sunday night, as always, and looking forward to another good show.
Got guests, as always?
Yeah, we've got one in particular. I always love having my good friend Dan Hawkins, the Speaker of the House, will be with us. So one of the stories that actually you brought up earlier this week was the state has collected exceeded estimates by $23 million in tax collections this last month. And I mean, I get the fact that the state's doing well, but that's, you know, that's not their money. That's our money. And it just prompts again how important it is that the state does something to relieve property taxes for Kansans.
That'd be nice.
And that, yeah, it would be. And that's going to be a number one priority for the legislature when they go back. And I know the Speaker and the Senate President are making that their number one issue when they go back in January.
That'll be good stuff. A lot of good topics. And of course, we're getting towards that time of remembering 9/11.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Islamic terrorists marched through Manhattan just this week, and you were less than a week away from 9/11, and there were Hamas flags, pro-Hamas terrorists marching in Manhattan less than a week from the 9/11 anniversary. And it's pretty sad to see that contrast back. And again, we saw this week Columbia University started classes again, and here we have once again these protests coming back. Six hostages were executed in Gaza, shot in the back of the head. And yet, once again, we're seeing these protesters celebrating Hamas, talking about the glory of Hamas. I think we need to remind folks what this organization is. These are not freedom fighters. These are terrorists. And somehow people are starting to forget that. And I think it's important that we remember what this organization is. This is not about freedom. This is not about the tragedy of what's going on in Gaza, but this is a terrorist organization, and we need to put that into context. And we've got someone coming on Sunday night to help us remember what Hamas really is, and we'll talk about that on Sunday as well.
All right. Always great topics and good conversation. You take phone calls on the John Whitmer Show.
Absolutely.
That'll be Sunday night at 7 to 9 right here on KNSS. Have a good show Sunday night.
We try to. It's always fun, and you know, we get a lot of callers, which is great. So
that's wonderful as well. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Business Journal focusing on women who lead in technology. The new collection, getting to know the top women who work in Wichita's technology sector. And the next Women Who Lead topic will be legal and insurance. Those profiles will appear in the Wichita Business Journal's edition coming up in early October. You can nominate top professional women in many sectors at the Business Journal's nomination page, businessjournals.com. Well, in a year that has seen luxury apartment developments, some now online, others are still in the works, making a splash in northwest Wichita and downtown, a large Class A offering on the east side has been quietly filling up. It was first announced 3 years ago. It's a 300-unit Union Mill Apartments, wrapping up its final phase of construction this spring. That's near 21st and Rock. A representative of Missouri-based TLC Properties, the Coriel Collaborative Group Company leading the development, says Union Mill has now reached 82% occupancy, should target to hit about 95% by this fall. The latest phase includes 160 units. Union Mill offers studio, one, two, and three-bedroom floor plans across a four-story complex, an amenity-filled courtyard in the middle. The development located at the 2,000 block of North Broadmoor Avenue. That's just to the south of 21st between Woodlawn and Rock Road. That is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll have more local business news coming up 1 hour from now as we take a look at parking in Wichita and seeing what's going on out at the airport. We'll talk about that in the Business Journal update in the 8 o'clock hour, 1 hour from now. It is 7:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this Friday morning. Staying up late for the Chiefs last night. game start got delayed by a half hour, I actually tuned in and I thought something was wrong. I thought it'll be about a half hour into this game. I looked and they were still doing pregame stuff. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was.
It was a rain and lightning storm apparently, and they had to.
It was interesting watching the pregame, and they were huddling in the tunnel because none of them brought rain ponchos.
Yeah.
So
they should have listened to Ronell.
They should have listened to
KSN because he said there was going to be.
He warned them.
Kind of hit and miss showers up there. They should have listened.
They got it started off, and good game.
It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and John Whitmer, that does include a special guest.
Yes, Congressman Ron Estes will be right here with us in studio.
And Jad, that also does include entertainment news in the blur.
It does, and we've got a big movie hitting theaters today, and projections are pretty good for this one. We'll tell you all about it coming up in the blur.
And, of course, a big sports weekend on the way. We'll preview all that stuff in sports. A big 8 o'clock hour on the way. Do not miss it. Right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.